Here in Yard 3, you will find the separate apartments. One superintendent described these apartments as roomy, but as you can see from the markings on the ground and the steel reconstructions, they were anything but. Even the word apartment seems far too kind a description for these spaces. However, they were called apartments because the space was divided in two. There was a sleeping section at the back. An inner door would be bolted shut at night, leaving the women in total darkness. The section at the front, with a locked outer door, had an opening with bars which allowed enough light through for the women to work at sewing or picking oakum. Women would be confined for up to 23 hours a day for up to 12 months. They would eat, sleep, and work within the apartment. There were two narrow double-story blocks of separate apartments in Yard 3. Each block had 28 cells per floor. 112 separate apartments in total filled this space. Exercise yards ran the length of the cell blocks on either side, paved in stone. These yards were divided with a high wall, so women exercised directly in front of their own doors. They exercised for only an hour a day. This time outdoors was spent walking up and down, in silence, under constant supervision and separate from other convicts. They were not allowed to come within 4 feet of each other. Women convicts were strictly prohibited from communicating with each other by any means. No words, no signs. Minimizing any potential contact among the convicts was of the utmost importance in this yard. The separate apartments were a response to the fear that convicts in groups contaminated each other. Keeping them apart was crucial to institutional discipline and individual reform. It was a way to break up the flash mob. It was a way to force the women to reflect. Silence and separation. Any woman caught breaking the silence, even within her own apartment, could be punished.